Along Florida's coasts are miles and miles of seawalls built to prevent the shoreline from eroding. But building that defense often means removing natural habitats like the forests of saltwater-loving shrubs called mangroves. Now, a couple of researchers have created fake mangroves in hopes of turning these solid barriers into thriving ecosystems for tiny sea creatures and bringing back some of the marine life that's been lost to development. Jessica Mazaros from WGCU in Fort Myers reports.
On Florida's Gulf Coast, the blue-green waters of Lemon Bay lightly lap against a cement wall that shields the buildings and people of Englewood from potential floods. What used to be here? Red mangroves, a labyrinth of small trees that provide habitat for fish, crabs, and oysters.
They're so attractive as an architectural kind of exhibit, the tree itself, the way it branches, the way the roots and branches overlap, and you get kind of a continuous structural network.
Keith Vanderreet is an architect. He partnered with biologist Jacine Aquino-Thomas to craft artificial mangrove panels that can be tacked right onto seawalls. They look like real mangrove roots, but they're white, made of concrete and ground-up oyster shells.
And the reason for this is that oysters, dead or alive oysters, send out a signal that tell other oysters, hey, this is a great place, come and colonize this area.
Aquino-Thomas says the artificial mangrove panels are designed with little nooks and crannies for small sea creatures to hide from predators. She comes back every 2 months to check the growth of marine life on the fake roots. And nearly half a year after they were installed, she's observing small fish, crabs, and some oyster larvae moving in.
You just start to get a lot of those soft-bodied animals in there, and I think they kind of look like cotton candy.
Green cotton candy.
That's great because it provides a different type of structure and different animals can live in there. And a lot of things that we might not notice are living in there, and they're all important for our ecosystems.
Aquino-Thomas says this concrete and shell model will not produce the same nutrients as real mangrove trees. But she says just bringing back this structure increases biodiversity and will help clean the water. And the water in this particular area needs cleaning. That's what Teresa Carrither says. She's the manager for Westin's Wannabe Inn. The resort matched a grant of about $15,000 from the Curtis and Edith Munson Foundation to help pay for the construction of these artificial mangroves. The resort is also hosting the project on its property.
I have noticed, you know, the decrease in some of the mangrove areas, but also an increase in red tide occurrences. So hopefully this will have some tie-in in facilitating to help with that.
All along Sarasota County's coast, Florida wildlife officials say they're recording a toxic red tide algae bloom persisting for months, causing respiratory issues for people and also fish kills. One frequent guest at the resort has noticed. Kelvin Haynes from Ohio has been vacationing here the last 5 years.
The fishing's not as good right now because of the red tide.
Haynes says these engineered mangroves are a good idea, and he'd like to see more of them. Architect Keith Vanderreet says that's the goal. The imitation mangroves only cover about 20 feet along one seawall right now.
The next steps are integrating it to a seawall panel so that a full-scale seawall panel would be just dropped in. We wouldn't have to affix these things to the face of it.
The architect and the biologist say they'll be watching how marine animals and plants react to these artificial mangroves to continue improving their model. For Here and Now, I'm Jessica Mazaros.